Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Maharashtra BJP Legislature Party to meet today in Mumbai to elect its leader. ISRO to launch European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from Sriharikota this afternoon. Navy Day being celebrated today. President Draupadi Murmu to attend Navy Day celebrations in Puri, Odisha. United Kingdom warns its citizens of high threat of terror attacks in Bangladesh. UK MPs raise concern over ethnic cleansing of Hindus in Bangladesh. South Korean President withdraws martial law order hours after declaring it. And India beat Malaysia 3-1 to set up title clash with Pakistan in men's Junior Asia Cup hockey. And now the news in detail. The newly elected BJP MLAs in Maharashtra will meet today in Mumbai to elect their leader. The party has deputed Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani as observers to help MLAs elect their legislature party leader. The new Chief Minister will take oath at 5 p.m. tomorrow at South Mumbai's Azad Maidan in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Senior BJP leader and former Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis is considered the frontrunner for the CM's post. BJP-led Mahayuthi Alliance secured a resounding victory in the recently held Maharashtra Assembly elections. Indian Space Research Organization will launch PSLV C-59 carrying European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota at 4:08 p.m. today. Proba 3 is a commercially dedicated mission of the New Space India Limited to ISRO. PSLV C-59 will inject the spacecraft into a highly elliptical orbit to demonstrate precise formation flying. More from our correspondent.
The process of liquid fueling is being carried out and the health of the rocket is being checked out continuously by the ISRO scientists at Sriharikota. Proba 3, which is a 140-meter long spacecraft weighing 3,550 kilos, has two spacecrafts, which is a coronagraph spacecraft and the occulter spacecraft, which will be launched together in a stacked configuration. The coronagraph spacecraft weighing 310 kilos has an imaging investigation of the corona, which is the outer layer of the sun. The occulter spacecraft weighing 240 kilos has a payload to take a little more of the science experiment and will conduct digital absolute radiometer science experiment. Proba 3 will function as an orbital lab demonstration, acquiring data, proximity operations and formation flying vehicle, validating metrology sensors and control algorithms, opening up new methods of mission control. Joy, Akashwani News, reporting from Chennai.
Navy Day is being celebrated today. The day is celebrated on 4th of December every year to recognize the achievements and role of the Indian Navy. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the Navy Day celebrations as chief guest at the Blue Flag Beach in Puri, Odisha this afternoon. The event will demonstrate aerial maneuvers by MiG-29K and Hawk fighter jets, combat exercises by MARCOS, submarine operations, amphibious landings and rocket firing from warships. More from our correspondent.
Navy Day is celebrated annually on 4th of December, commemorating the Navy's decision, Operation Trident, during the 1971 war, where the Indian missile boats inflicted significant damage on Karachi Harbour in Pakistan. This year, the event will feature an operational demonstration on Puri's Blue Flag Beach, which will be attended by President Draupadi Murmu, who is also the Supreme Commander of Indian Armed Forces. This event will showcase Indian Navy's combat readiness and advanced capabilities under the theme Combat Ready, Credible, Cohesive Future Ready Force. The Navy's operations span anti-piracy missions, humanitarian assistance and global maritime exercises, reinforcing its role as a blue water force. Before attending the Navy Day celebration, President Murmu, who is on a five-day visit to her home state Odisha since yesterday, will be visiting the 12th century Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri and offer prayers to the Lords. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Puri.
Foreign Minister of Kuwait, Abdullah Ali Al Yahya, arrived last night in New Delhi on a two-day visit to India. He will call on Prime Minister Narendra Modi today. He will also hold a meeting with the External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. J. Shankar. In a social media post, the Ministry of External Affairs has said that this visit will further strengthen India-Kuwait multifaceted relations. The Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs has rejected media reports regarding the group of ministers' recommendations on GST rate changes on various goods and services, saying that such reports are premature and speculative. The board said GST Council has not received any recommendations of the group of ministers and no GST rate changes have been deliberated. The Lok Sabha Secretariat has requested the Members of Parliament not to hold protests or demonstrations in front of the gates of the Parliament House. It added that such actions cause serious hindrance to the movement of the members to the Parliament chambers during the sittings of the Houses. It also drew their attention towards the directions issued by the Lok Sabha Speaker in this regard. Lok Sabha Secretariat said that keeping building gates free from any blockade is also essential for ensuring safety and security of the members in the Parliament House. Ratapani has been declared as the 8th Tiger Reserve Area of Madhya Pradesh after the approval of the central government. MP Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav said this is a great gift for Madhya Pradesh as the state has now become a real tiger state. More from our correspondent.
Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi and said that he has always given priority to Madhya Pradesh for the conservation and promotion of wildlife.
Shri Pradhan Mantri ko dhanyavad dena chahunga jinhone hamare prastav ko ye 8th hamara tiger abhyaranya bana hai aur iske baad turant baad ek aur banne wala hai. Ek tarah se ye desh ke andar sabse zyada tiger hamare yahan hai to tiger park bhi hamare yahan hai.
There are more than 90 tigers and other wildlife in Ratapani. Declaration of Ratapani as a tiger reserve will encourage tourism in this area. Apart from that, wildlife can be managed in a better way with the budget allocated by the National Tiger Conservation Authority, Central Government and the state. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav has stressed the urgent need for international cooperation to address land degradation and its impact on forced migration. He was addressing the Ministerial Dialogue on Migration at the UN Convention to Combat Desertification, COP16, in Saudi capital Riyadh. We have a report.
During the Ministerial Dialogue on Migration, Union Minister of Environment, Shri Bhupendra Yadav told that
migration is an old age phenomena triggered by the search for better opportunities. What we are discussing here is forced migration in search of livelihood. Land degradation and drought result in reduced soil productivity resulting in loss of livelihood. The forced migration that results from it creates broken communities, strained social cohesion, gender inequality, malnutrition and alienation which cannot be ignored.
Drawing from Prime Minister Narendra Modi's 2019 commitment to restore 26 million hectares of degraded lands by 2030, the Union Minister emphasized India's comprehensive approach to addressing land degradation. The nation has implemented several innovative programs, including the Amrit Sarovars Initiative for water body rejuvenation and the distribution of soil health cards to farmers. India's strategy encompasses both technological and financial solutions, with microfinance facilities being provided through regional rural banks to support agricultural activities. With the report of Vinod Kumar from Dubai, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The United Kingdom has updated its travel advisory for Bangladesh, saying terrorists are likely to try to carry out attacks in Bangladesh. UK's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office said in a warning that terrorist attacks could be indiscriminate, including in places visited by foreign nationals, such as crowded areas, religious buildings and political rallies. The advisory further said that some groups have targeted people who they consider to have views and lifestyles contrary to Islam. It said there have been occasional attacks against minority religious communities and targeting police and security forces. These have included improvised explosive device attacks in major cities. UK MPs have raised concern over ethnic cleansing of Hindus in Bangladesh. An urgent issue was tabled in the House of Commons in UK's Parliament over the worrisome situation in Bangladesh. Conservative MP Preeti Patel called the situation in Bangladesh deeply concerning.
The degree of escalation in the violence is deeply, deeply concerning. And what we are witnessing now is just uncontrolled violence in many quarters. And we are now watching with horror and shock as further violence is spread in Bangladesh. And all our thoughts in this house, most definitely with the diaspora community here and those who are affected in Bangladesh. These are deeply disturbing reports.
Another MP, Bob Blackman, said Hindus are suffering with their houses being burned and their businesses ransacked. He said this is a clear issue of an attempt at the ethnic cleansing of Hindus from Bangladesh. Labour Party MP Bari Gandhi Dinna has asked for an urgent session in the British Parliament to discuss the situation in Bangladesh. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has announced the lifting of emergency martial law after the National Assembly voted to end it, following fierce backlash from lawmakers across the political spectrum. His cabinet approved a motion to terminate martial law approximately 6 hours after the surprise emergency declaration. The Joint Chiefs of Staff confirmed that troops mobilized to enforce martial law have returned to their bases, restoring a sense of normalcy. Park Chan-dae, the floor leader of the South Korea's opposition Democratic Party, demanded that President Yoon step down immediately over his declaration of martial law, accusing him of treason. In sports, India is set for an action-packed day with the title on the line in hockey and pivotal matches in cricket, chess and handball. We have a report.
In hockey, defending champions India will face arch-rivals Pakistan in the final of the Men's Hockey Junior Asia Cup this evening in Muscat, Oman. The match is set to begin at 8:30 p.m. Indian time. India, aiming to win the tournament for a record fifth time, defeated Malaysia 3-1 in the second semi-final yesterday with goals from Dilraj Singh, Rohit and Shardanand Tiwari. In the Under-19 Men's Asia Cup Cricket Tournament, India will take on hosts United Arab Emirates this morning in their third Group A one-day international match at the Sharjah Cricket Stadium. The match will start at 10:30 a.m. Indian time. India, currently holding the second spot in Group A, faces a must-win scenario to keep their semi-final hopes alive. Meanwhile, the World Chess Championship enters its second phase today as Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh faces defending champion Ding Lijian of China in the 8th game of the 14-game series at Resolve's World Sentosa in Singapore. At the halfway stage, both players are tied at 3.5 points with one win each and four draws. In the Asian Women's Handball Championship, hosts India will play against Iran in their second Group B match this evening at New Delhi's Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. Yesterday, India began their campaign with a 21-28 victory over Hong Kong, China in their opening Group B match. Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Sports Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has forecast thunderstorm and lightning at isolated places over Konkan, Goa, Central Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahi, Lakshadweep, Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam and Rayalaseema today. In Delhi NCR, smog and shallow moderate fog is expected in the night and morning hours. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Nina Matthew.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have noticed the Union Territory of Chandigarh taking lead in shifting to new legal framework guaranteeing equality as Prime Minister dedicates new criminal laws to the nation. The Asian Age writes, three laws end mentality of slavery. As BJP Netas attend talks on birth sharing, Shinde agrees to Deputy CM after Fadnavis calls on him, states the Times of India. In three-year productive linked incentive scheme push, phones, pharma, food dominate new jobs creation, notes the Indian Express. Bank accounts can soon have four nominees each is another headline in the Times of India. And finally, tapping a mega marketing and branding opportunity, brands lining up for 3,000 crore rupees splash at Mahakumbh, cites the Economic Times. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Nina. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Maharashtra BJP Legislature Party to meet today in Mumbai to elect its leader. ISRO to launch European Space Agency's Proba 3 satellite from Sriharikota this afternoon. Navy Day being celebrated today. President Draupadi Murmu to attend Navy Day celebrations in Puri, Odisha. United Kingdom warns its citizens of high threat of terror attacks in Bangladesh. UK MPs raise concern over ethnic cleansing of Hindus in Bangladesh. South Korean president withdraws martial law order hours after clearing it. And India beat Malaysia 3-1 to set up title clash with Pakistan in men's junior Asia Cup hockey. And with that, we end.